and then I went with the fox and the cat to the Field of Wonders to bury the gold pieces. The parrot laughed at me, and instead of 2,000 gold pieces, I found none. When the judge heard I had been robbed, he sent me to jail to make the thieves happy, and when I came away, I saw a fine bunch of grapes hanging on a vine. The trap caught me, and the farmer put a collar on me and made me a watchdog. He found out I was innocent when I caught the weasels, and he let me go. The serpent with the tail that smoked started to laugh, and a vein in his chest broke, and so I went back to the fairy's house. She was dead, and the pigeon, seeing me crying, said to me, "I have seen your father building a boat to look for you in America." And I said to him, "Oh, if I only had wings!" And he said to me, "Do you want to go to your father?" And I said, "Perhaps, but how?" And he said, "Get on my back, I'll take you there." We flew all night long, and next morning the fishermen were looking toward the sea, crying, "There is a poor little man drowning." And I knew it was you, because my heart told me so, and I waved to you from the shore.
"I knew you also," put in Geppetto, "and I wanted to go to you, but how could I? The sea was rough, and the white caps overturned the boat. Then a terrible shark came up out of the sea, and as soon as he saw me in the water, swam quickly toward me, put out his tongue, and swallowed me as easily as if I had been a chocolate peppermint.